your name?
I'm Kathy from the kitchen.
Sean, can you do that too?
Sean from Institution Ale Company. Check one, check two. I'm Sean from Institution Ale Company. Check one.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wow, we just went techno.
Holla.
So just keep it up close, and then okay. We'll be over here.
And welcome back to Pints and Pairings. I am Curtis Taylor, also known as Hop Head Zen.
And I'm Jason Hendrick with Everybody's Hungry.
Wrapping it up
put
again.
Boop, a little bow on it.
We wrapped it up. Now we're re-wrapping. Because one wrap wasn't enough.
You know why? Because we got this ride outside the Ag Building here at the Ventura County Fair that just does a big loop, but they've got this great like techno music going on, and we feel let's wrap into that. That's Kathy from the kitchen in Oxnard on the beatbox giving us a little extra commentary.
There it is.
We want to go through tonight's like quick little recap of Bounty of the County here at the Ag Building in the Ventura County Fair and speak with our winners, Kathy from the kitchen in Oxnard and Sean from Institution Ale Company, located in Camarillo.
Kathy, get us started and with address, website, all the important things.
Name, date, serial number.
There it is.
Don't forget
rank.
The Social Security.
I have no
Write
rank.
That down, Curtis.
Okay.
I have that savior thing where they can't get my Social Security number thing, so that's cool. No, so I'm from the kitchen on A. We're in Oxnard downtown on the corner of 5th and A, 529 South A Street. We're near Plaza Park and the Plaza Cinemas and all that good stuff right across the street. 12 awesome beers on tap, including Institution.
And we talked to Kat Merrick a little earlier from Totally Local VC, and she was really talking about the focus of tonight's competition in terms of restaurants, trying to showcase a great brew pub, a tap house. You said you have 12 on tap, Institution being one of them. Were you excited when you were assigned Institution as a partner for tonight's competition?
I was, because I love all Sean's beers. I have not met an Institution beer I don't like.
I don't think
I have met
has.
Other beers I don't like, so that does mean
there
something.
All right. There you go.
And then his brown is just the best. Mm-hmm. It's an easy pair with food. It has that great smoky flavor. It goes with, we did a sweet pepper, stuffed with mac and cheese, with three cheese. And we cooked that awesome bacon in his beer first.
Now, with that note, Curtis, one of the things we talk about in other episodes is when you're pairing food, do you taste the food first or the beer first? Sean and Kathy, what was your philosophy going into tonight's competition?
It's a tough one. Like, do you want me to answer that question, whether to taste the beer or the food first?
Yeah, let's do it.
I tasted my food first because I just kind of wanted to do a quick check again as we brought it here. And I'm like, yeah, it's good. And then I took a sip of the beer, and I'm like, no, it's freaking great. Because, like, paired with the beer, it brought out the smokiness of the pepper, the cheese, the bacon that we cooked in the beer first. So definitely, either way you slice it, you got to take a bite and then some beer.
And then a bite again.
And then a bite again. So you definitely have to, like, work both of them in.
It's kind of a yin-yang sort of, you know, aspect.
It's a snake eating its own tail?
Yeah, there is no wrong way to do it. It's, you know, maybe you've got a purpose. Maybe you've got the food and you're trying to figure out a beer to go with it, or you've got the beer. But
us beer people, we're like super easy. There is no rules.
That's right.
And talk about the beer a little bit, Sean. Give us your perspective.
The beer was restrained. Our brown ale aged on hard maple wood. Going back to that question, I mean, with us, the beer is already made. I mean, we didn't taste the kitchen.
You didn't make
peppers.
Something unique just for this competition.
Right.
You went with a staple.
We didn't try this three cheese bacon pepper thing and be like, oh, what beer is going to go with this? So the ball is kind of in their court, which is kind of more props to the kitchen because they kind of delivered on the pairing. With us, it's like, this is our flagship beer. What can you do with it? And then the ball is kind of in their court. But I think if you're just a patron here or someone who's trying to get into the food beer pairing thing, it's an alternate type of thing. You have a little beer, you have some food, you have some beer, you have some food, and depending on what stage you are in that process, certain flavors could start kind of pulling out, you know, if you have the beer first, the food first, kind of later in the dish, maybe after you get some palate fatigue on the beer, maybe something starts popping up through the food. I mean, it's kind of each his own, I feel like.
So Curtis, we're going to tap in to the level of their humbleness for a second.
Okay.
I like the tap thing.
Yeah. See how I did there? Yeah. Boom, boom.
So as a professional,
Curtis threw out a phrase earlier that would be very well known to hockey fans. You guys pulled a hat trick tonight. Best food, best beer, and best pairing. When you entered this competition, did you expect to really sweep the field in the way you did?
had no like giant expectations. I go in with like a fun, you know, and I know Sean does too.
Yeah, it's a fun thing for sure. You don't go here for the accolades. You go here to hang out with other brewers and stuff. You know, the plaque's awesome, but
yes, we're happy to win.
But it makes sense that we get best pairing if we get best food and best beer. So when those two are,
you'd hope that they come together,
I'm
right?
I'm like, if we got the best beer and we have the best food, I hope we brought it home on the last one at least. Otherwise, it means we're really good. We're just not really good together. So at least we have that going.
And, you know, I have to say.
Yes, you stole that mic
Sean
from him.
I stole it. I stole that stuff right out of him, right out of his hand. So I have to say, Sean has the best looking pairing or tasting room ever. And, you know, my restaurant's a good-looking restaurant, too. So it only makes sense.
You seem like a very happy couple in this marriage of food and beer
yeah,
on many levels. I'm not sure about each other's own personal spouses or partners, but right now I feel the love, almost like awesome. Lion King.
Straight off of victory, you know? That's how it
Can
goes, you know?
It's like you it's, feel
we'll talk to a pitcher after it wins, you know? It's all tonight. Happy. If we came in third place, I'd already been packing up. I'd be out of here. Screw you guys, I'm going home.
Okay, so wait.
Just throwing the mic down. I'm out of here.
I'm like ready to announce, and I'm like, wait, Sean's not here.
And true,
rolling up his banner.
And Curtis, in true Meltdown fashion, I have to ask, will you two be riding the Ferris wheel tonight together?
I got to close down the taste room tonight.
So
the tasting room is in my trusty
See
employee's
how he did
hands,
that?
But I do have to count the register and, you know.
He's
gonna Sorry,
work.
Kathy.
I'm here for the kitchen.
Yeah. So, yeah. The honeymoon phase can't last forever, guys.
We do have a plaque to prove that we were a good pairing at some
excellent,
point.
Excellent, excellent.
Well, thank you, too, for coming in and hanging out with us for a couple minutes here talking about the food. We gushed over it early, so I'm excited for you
to the point where we're even eating breadcrumbs and bacon out of the pan afterward.
Right there,
all the stuff that's left over at the bottom of the pan is the best.
Oh yes. Yeah, that it was. It was. I won't keep going on about braised bacon.
Bacon and panko.
Again,
Kathy from the kitchen in Oxnard, Sean from Institution Ale Company in Camarillo. Thank you both for joining us tonight on Pints and Pairings. We really enjoy the pairing. Congratulations on the win, and enjoy the rest of the fair tonight.
Awesome, our pleasure. Right.
Thanks Thank a lot, you. Guys. Cheers.
Alrighty.
So Curtis,
yes,
we're wrapping up here tonight.
Sean.
Pints and Pairings, Bounty of the County, Ventura What's County Fairgrounds. Thank you again to all those individuals at the Ventura County Fairgrounds and the fair, as well as Totally Local VC for bringing us on stage tonight.
Right, and really kudos to those two, and the fact that they were fairly modest about their skills, but they were both glowing and beaming. They were happy, and no one was saying that they weren't, but they certainly had a good time this evening.
Sure, and we've been broadcasting tonight. Just a quick shout out to the Ag Building and Tom and Charlotte Crocker from the superintendent's role of the agricultural building here at the Ventura County Fair. We appreciate the hospitality. It's been Pints and Pairings.
Right, so you know what you got to do? You got to eat, drink, and be happy.
Let's see you at the next pour.
Cheers.